أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا أخي له 99 نعجة ولي نعجة واحدة فقال أكفلنيها وعزني في الخطاب قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك إلى نعاجه وإن كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم على بعض إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وقليل ما هم وظن داود أنما فتناه فاستغفر ربه وخر راكعا وأناب فغفرنا له ذلك وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب صدق الله العظيم. Ayat of Sajdah, we should make one Sajdah Tilawat. Certain that we had been speaking about, Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam was busy in his place of worship when two disputants had come over the wall and they addressed Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam harshly, in that they said to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْتِتْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. That he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the request would have been just a request of seeking Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam's judgment. But they added upon that, that you should be just and there should be no inclination, no biasness in your judgment, and you should guide us to the straight path. And now in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe what the nature of the dispute was. The plaintiff said, Inna hadha akhi, this is my brother, lahu tis'un wa tis'una na'ja, he has 99 ewes, that is female sheep or lambs, waliya na'jatun wahida, and I have just one. Faqala akfilniha wa 'azzani fil khitab. Now this brother of mine, he says to me that I should hand over the one that I have to him, so that I'll have nothing, he'll have 100. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ, and he overpowered me in his speech. In other words, he was very forceful in his speech. Before we continue, there are some biblical narrations with regards to this incident. There is a Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, wanted to marry the wife of one of his generals, Yuriya, and Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, in order to achieve that, He sent this person out on a very dangerous mission, knowing that very little chance he had to survive. And hence, in that manner, Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam was able to marry his wife. This is purely a biblical narration. It appears in the Bible, in the book of Samuel. And this is not according to the shan and the status and the rank of a Nabi of Allah. Wa na'udhu billahi, Nabi of Allah will never endeavor to do such things. Now this has crept into some of the commentaries of some of the commentators. We should be very wary of those type of narrations, especially when it dents the integrity of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be absolutely careful not to even mention such things. The only reason I mention it is that we should abstain from such thoughts and we should exercise caution in that matter. So here was these two, the disputants that came to Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam. Very clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the case in front of us that we understand exactly one person had 99 ewes and now he wanted the one ewe of the other person, and hence he was very forceful in his speech. In other words, he was trying to make zulm and oppression. Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam's response, قَالَ لَكَ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِ. Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam addressed the person, saying to him that certainly you have made an error, you have transgressed by asking for this person's one ewe over and above yours. In other words, you have so many and now you want one more. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ. Then Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam says that certainly that there are many partners, associates in business and otherwise. لا يبغي بعضهم على بعض. Some of them wrong others. In other words, when two people are in a partnership, it becomes sometimes obvious and natural that one person begins to infringe on the rights of others. But there is an exclusion, an exception. illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat, except that person who has brought perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has practiced righteously. In other words, his niyat is also sahih and correct. His practice is according to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam then concludes and he says, وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ, that there are very few that you will find like this. That will be 100% fair insofar as the partnerships are concerned and as a matter of fact, insofar as dealings are concerned also. Now at this stage, Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam began to realize that this has been a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam realizes that this is a test from Allah Rabbul Izzat, Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam goes down prostrating in sajda and he turns completely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had forgiven Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, and the real and the truth of the matter was he was very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat and he occupied a very good and noble rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, just one or two things, that what was it that made Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very difficult to give any preference to any of the opinions of the commentators. Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that the reality was this, being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave the Nabi of Allah, even the judges of this world, that if any disputant comes to them, barging into their room, barging into their court, and then thereafter speaking in the manner that these people spoke, any human being would have become offended. But here Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam kept his composure and he realized that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he goes down into sajda, making shukr to Allah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. Some have stated that here Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam made his comment after one party had put the case in front. It is obvious that he could have heard the other part which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention. But Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam in this ayah apparently and seemingly he commented after listening to one party. And hence Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam realized that he should have not done so. And the third is one narration that has come, that Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, as we discussed in other places also, that his family and his household 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, somebody was making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam once mentioned this to Allah ta'ala in his dua, that, oh Allah, in my household everybody is such that 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, somebody and somebody is making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded and sent wahi to Dawud alayhi salam, Dawud, this is ba'awa tawfiq. So now Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam realized that this was the time of his ibadat. He was making the ibadat of Allah. These people barged in and now he was deprived of those moments of the ibadat of Allah. And now he realized that this can only happen through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The important aspect here is Allah wants to show us that Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam ever often always turned to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He turned his attention towards Allah, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us also. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.